Why David Beckham's Tattoos Look Blurry on Chinese Television by Keen Chen. A Chinese state broadcaster pixelated the large tattoos of the former soccer star David Beckham in a travel documentary. The reasons are political as well as cultural. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Inkstone explains and unravels the ideas and context behind the headlines to help you understand news about China. When the Chinese state broadcaster CCTV played a travel documentary starring David Beckham in May, viewers were treated to an eye-opening experience, sort of. As a shirtless Beckham recalled how he put his career ahead of his family, what viewers saw was the English soccer star's head floating on a blurry blob of what would have been his exposed torso, abs and all. His body tattoos were all pixelated. The defaced Beckham was the result of a censorship rule in China that since 2018 prohibits broadcasters from showing tattooed celebrities on TV. But as tattoos have become increasingly commonplace across Chinese cities, Shanghai, for example, has held an annual tattoo festival since 2015, viewers have ridiculed the rule. The pushback against the tattoo ban highlights the disconnect between China's regulators and the realities of a changing society. Why do Chinese broadcasters ban tattoos? Tattoos got banned on Chinese television largely because of its association with hip-hop culture. In January 2018, China's official media regulator, the National Radio and Television Administration, tightened its broadcasting rules after reality show The Rap of China sparked nationwide interest in hip-hop and subcultures. Fearing these new trends could undercut what the ruling Communist Party considers as socialist values, the regulator banned broadcasters from using tattooed artists as well as hip-hop artists. The Chinese government imposed the ban partly in response to a scandal involving a Chinese rapper named PG1 in 2018. He reportedly had an affair with a married actress, and several state media outlets cited his old lyrics to accuse him of glorifying drugs and promoting orgies. Those charges snowballed into the all-encompassing ban that shook China's hip-hop and rap artists, whose popularity depends on airtime controlled by the state. Apart from tattoos, the Chinese broadcasters have also censored men wearing earrings or sporting a man bun and banned hair coloring, saying these eccentric styles fail to cultivate wholesome and upbeat public discourses. But the ban does not cover videos posted on the internet, where all manner of tattoos and man buns, as well as an uncensored version of Beckham's documentary, are welcome. How common are tattoos in China? While tattoos were virtually unheard of in China 40 years ago, when the country had just opened its door to the global economy and foreign cultures, they have become a more common sight on younger urbanites who see them as fashion or artful expressions. As is the case elsewhere, single or small pieces of body art are more common. Full-body tattoos or tattoo sleeves are rare. Historically, body marking was stigmatized because of its perceived association with criminal activities. Ancient Chinese rulers marked criminals with face or body tattoos as a punishment as early as 1000 BC. This history is why some Chinese people see tattoos as a symbol of disgrace. In Japan, people with tattoos are not allowed to use hot springs, also known as onsens, or public baths, because of their association with yakuza, members of organized crime groups. Some hot spring operators provide stickers to let customers cover up their tattoos, and tattoo-friendly onsens have opened to cater to those who are inked and want to have a good time.